Bechavod.
With your permission. Parashat Toldot. As the Zohar says, let Chas V'Shalom to think, the Torah tells you a story. What happened? Just a message and a guide. What to do in our life. Of course, the highlight of this parasha is Yitzchak gives a bracha to Yaakov. Actually, at the end, the Zohar says the bracha was never fulfilled. Whatever he told him is nothing. It's going to be fulfilled, says the Zohar, and Mashiach will come. So, just by that statement, you see that it's not really relevant. If you would have said the bracha was accomplished, okay, so I read it. But it wasn't accomplished. What's the purpose? So why did the Torah write the whole story? Obviously, that's what Zohar says. It's not what happened. It's just a guide and a direction that the person has to know in order for him to get the bracha. So the Torah starts, you know, the descendants of Yitzchak Avinu, Yaakov, and Esav are coming. The Torah says that Rivka had some turbulence in her stomach between Yaakov and Esav. She went to Shem, Dor Shishiva, and he said to her, listen, you're going to have two babies. One is going to be bigger, one's going to be smaller. But she gave birth, Baruch Hashem. And until age 13, nobody knew the difference between them. Even though Esav was not the best student, but he pretended. The Torah says a description about Esav. Ish yodea tzayd ish tzadeh. He knows how to hunt, and he's a man of a field. There's nothing to do with a field. You say a man of a field. You said he likes to hunt. Okay, so, of course. It means he's on the road. And it's a field. Don't hunt on the fields. If you go to hunt in the forest, you go out someplace else. But the description of this guy is field. Man of a field. And Yaakov, the Torah describes, is a person who sits down and learns all the time. Learns all the time. So then the Gemara says, that's what happened until age 13. And age 13, that's what Esav chose. Then Avraham Avinu died at age 15. And Yaakov cooked lentils, and Esav came inside, excuse me. And Esav asked him to give him some soup, and Yaakov said, okay, I would like to be the firstborn. So what is really behind it? The Gemara says, Yaakov said, I would like to be in Beit HaMikdash. So that's a very nice statement. But what's really behind it? Yaakov is so strict about it, he won't give him the soup unless it's going to be, Yaakov wants to be the firstborn. I don't know exactly what it means, but on the surface, he wants, you know, he wants to be in Beit HaMikdash. He wants to be the Kohen HaGadol. Okay, maybe. It's just on the surface. Of course, that's not what it means. Because you want to be Kohen HaGadol, that's why you're going to be so firm and you want to buy the firstborn, whatever it means, how you bought it. But that's what it means. Yeah, that's what it means. Okay, this is age 15. The Torah jumps to age 63. Yaakov and Esau became 63. It was the night of Pesach. Yitzchak calls up Esau. Tells me, tells him, I want you to go hunt. Excuse me. And prepare something the way I like. Aseli matamim, the way I like. It's a little bit strange for Yitzhak to talk like this. Yitzhak himself says in the opening statement to Esav that I feel I'm dying. You know, so I'm going to die. And before I die, I want to give you a blessing. But I want you to make me special food the way I like. If somebody thinks he's dying, he doesn't think about food anymore. And impossible that Yitzhak Avinu has this thing in mind. He wants to have something tasty. Don't say that. You don't talk like this. What do you mean you like it? What do you mean you like it? Yitzhak, you told him Yitzhak Avinu. The boys went to yeshiva with me. And he told me about 55 years ago, he ate by Rav Gershon. It was the chief that just passed away. On Shabbat, he ate by him. And the Rosh Hashiva saw him, he's not eating. He asked him, why did you eat? He said, because the food is cold. So Rosh Hashiva told him, listen, somebody goes to yeshiva, his mind is in Torah. It doesn't make a difference if it's cold or hot. I'm very surprised about you. So he's surprised about him. What about Yitzchak? Yitzchak wants to have a tasty food. The Torah says Rivka heard it, and she called Yaakov, and she repeats the same story. But she tells Yaakov, you go to the back, get two goats. It's Pesach. I'll cook something that's very tasty for your father, the way he loves it. And give a bracha. Very strange thing. You give a bracha because you have a tasty food. As well, says, well, you want to give a bracha, really you should bless Hashem first and then you give a bracha. Then the bracha has more power or very powerful. But to say that you need to eat and to have, not to eat, to have a tasty food, then you give me a bracha? If the food won't taste good, won't give me a bracha. But it's to be a tasty thing. In the text. I mean, every time you want to get the bracha of somebody, you have to give something to eat, something very tasty. He requests. It's like a request of the thing. He said, I'm going to give you a bracha if you give me food, and the food is going to be very tasty the way I love it. In the text. The Torah says that Yaakov told his mother that, my brother is very hairy, and if I'll come inside, there's a chance that my father will put his hand on me, and he will see right away that I'm not his Esav. Now I said, no, Evan, you know what? Let me put something on your hand. Put on his hand some skin of the goat after the slaughter of the goat and prepared it. And a bit on his neck, and he goes inside. Yaakov Yitzchak says, who are you? And I said, well, how come he came so quickly? I said, well, I am Esav. Whatever it means, whatever he meant, whatever he says. So Torah says, Yitzchak tells him, okay, come closer to me. I want to put my hand on your hand. It's very suspicious, because Yaakov also, the Gemara says, the way Torah puts it, it was very, very polite. And Yitzchak comes with a statement. I feel your hands. It's like Esav. But you sound like Yaakov. So Yitzchak is confused now. As the Torah tells us that Yitzchak was completely blind. And as well as Hashem did it on purpose, Yitzchak will not figure out. Even though Yitzchak had Ruach HaKodesh, Yitzchak Avinu, Hashem made sure that this time Yitzchak won't know what's going on. The Torah says that Yitzchak told Yaakov, okay, so come closer to me. And give me a kiss. He gives him a kiss. The Torah says, so he came closer, Yitzchak smells his clothing. And then Yitzchak says, I smell my son as well. It means not just the clothing in the text. And that smell is the smell of a field. That's what the text reads. Smell of a field. Re'ach, re'ach, b'nik re'ach hasadeh. You smell like a field. What does it mean? Says the Zohar, says the Gemara, it's a smell of a field that's full of trees, apple trees. As Yitzchak said, I smell the clothing, I smell Yaakov, the body smell like a field, and that field is a field of apples. Hashem b'chol Hashem, that Hashem bless that field. Hashem blessed a field. The field should smell like special smell that you smell apples. What does it mean? It's in the text. There's not an explanation for that. This is a pshat. This is not the drash. Says the Gemara, says as well, we know what it is. Tell you what it is. The Zohar is very, very strict about the meals of Shabbat. The three meals we have to eat on Shabbat. Friday night, and Shabbat morning, Shabbat afternoon. So you should never miss it. And the reason for that, the Zohar says, Friday night is Yitzchak Avinu's, you have to have in mind, Yitzchak. Shabbat morning, you have to have in mind Abraham Avinu. So you have to remind Yaakov Avinu. But it's not an order. It should be Friday night Abraham and then Yitzchak and Yaakov. No, Yitzchak is Friday night. And the Zohar says how important it is to come home and to be very happy and to sit down and to sing Zmirot and this. And the Zohar says each meal has a tremendous power. One meal is to save a person from time before Mashiach will come. One is to save a person from the war of Gog and Magog. And one to he should have in Olam Haba. That's how crucial and important those meals on Shabbat. And of course, it will be very holy. You have to hold your head and know what you're doing. Not to disturb and not to talk nonsense, Zmirot, everything, holy, holy, holy. So the Zohar says, the Friday night Seuda, what you have to remind Yitzchak Avinu, it says, what is this exactly? This, you have to have the kavana of the field of apples that smells. Good smell of apples. He says, that's what exactly Yitzchak is now so-called talking to himself. And says, this is the clothing of Yaakov. And Yaakov's body smelled the field. Again, that smell, where do you get it? Hashem made it. Hashem made this smell. Hashem made this smell. Means the field smells like this. So Zohar explains what it means. It says, that's the parasha. The Torah told us when Rivka arrived back with Eliezer, that so Yitzchak comes towards them. The Torah says, Yitzchak, where are you coming from? It says, Yitzchak came from the field. He says, what do you do over there? I prayed over there. So why do you pray over there in that field? So Zohar says, that field is right next to Marat HaMachpelah in Hebron. And the reason why Yitzchak prays over there, because Yitzchak walked by one time and smelled a special smell that comes out of Marat HaMachpelah and Abraham, what Abraham bought. He said, I'm going to daven over there. I'm going to pray over there. So Zohar told us this week, that Rivka met Yitzchak. So she saw him the first time. He saw her. Was on that field. On that place that smells so good. I said, what is really what it was all about? As well says, Avraham Avinu, he detected. Marat HaMachpelah, he wanted to buy it so much because he smelled it too. Marat HaMachpelah, you go inside, if you have good nose, you smell something, you smell. Even today, if you go to that place over there and you stand in Oil Yitzchak, we can go during the year over there only a few times a year, they open it. So there's a place over there that you feel wind comes up. And that place, if you have a good nose, you can smell something. That's the smell that Avraham smelled, that's the smell that Yitzchak smelled, that's what Yitzchak prayed over there, Milcha. That's the smell that Yitzchak Avinu smells when Yaakov comes inside. So Yitzchak remembered the smell. When Yaakov came inside, he said, oh, I smell something. I said, what do you smell? I smell the field that I smelled. That smell that I smell is the smell of the ground of Mount Machpelah, of the place that Hashem blessed it. That's the information that we have. Now, Chaim tells us this, look. And Hashem made earth, and made Gan Eden, he told them, Hashem, come inside Gan Eden. Because in Gan Eden, you can feel HaKadosh Baruch Hu by smell it. What does it mean exactly? The Mishnah tells us, the Gemara tells us, the person brings the sacrifice to Beit HaMikdash, he has to have one kavana crucial, that is going to be for a good smell to Hashem. It means it's a barbecue. Says, that smell of the sacrifice, Reach Nichuach Torah, says Hashem, said, have this in mind. I love the smell of the sacrifices. And it's the reason why it's behind it. Because in Shir HaShirim, the mountain, but I mean it's called Haramor. Mor is one of the spices. Because the smell that you smell is really an energy of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, an energy. And Hashem blessed this place because it's there, that place should smell like this. The same smell is in Maharat HaMachpelah. Maharat HaMachpelah is one of the entrances to Gan Eden. So that smell comes out from Gan Eden into Maharat HaMachpelah, that's Avraham smelled, and that's what Yitzchak smelled, and that's what Yitzchak prayed Mincha over there. And that's the smell of Friday night. So that's what the Torah tells you, the difference. Look, Esav, at age 13, he decided he wants to be a hunter. Torah says, Is Sadeh, Sadeh, field. He says, oh, what field, what field? He said, there's a field, there is a field. Is there a field with a smell, a field without a smell? Esav, what do you want? He wants to be, says, what do you do, what do you do? Esav says, you're ruining the real field, the real Sadeh, you're ruining it. Because how do you keep it? If you behave, Esav never behaved. You never behaved, you mean destroy the smell. We call it destroy the pure energy. And that energy means Hashem, you push the smell away. Yaakov Avinu, Yoshev Alim Torah says, okay, I want to tell you something about Yaakov. And Yaakov Avinu sits there in Torah all the time. He says, what do you mean? Tell you what it means. You see soon. At age 15, Avraham Avinu died. Esav will come home, and Yaakov said, I will have a soup. And Yaakov said, listen, I want to be firstborn. I said, why do you want to be firstborn? You know why? Why? Why do you want to be firstborn? Because I want Hashem to smell the smell that I am going to deliver to him. Not because he wants to be a Kohen Gadol. The place of Beit HaMikdash is a place of smell. It's called Haramor. That's the secret of the Ketoret. And that's really the secret of the smell. I said, what kind of smell is this? What kind of smell is this? This is the smell of Beit HaMikdash. And I want HaKadosh Baruch Hu to have pleasure. It's called Reach Nichuach, pleasure from the smell. I don't want to be Kohen Gadol. I want to give HaKadosh Baruch Hu a pleasure from the smell. And I said, I sold him. Okay, man. Here comes the Torah. I said, I want to explain to you something. Look what's going to happen. It's going to be the night of Pesach. So the Mekubalim say, to figure out, that here, Pesach fell on Shabbat. Shabbat, as we said before, the Zohar says, the meal on Friday night is filled of good apples, smell apples. Yitzchak calls, it says in the Zohar, Yitzchak called Esav, said, listen, tonight is a very big night. I want you to do something for me. He said, I want you to go to the field. Field? Yeah. I want you I tell you something. I want you now to be very careful how you're going to slaughter the animal that you're going to catch for me. I want you to make me special food that way I like all the time. What do you like? What do you like? It's every time that Rivka or Esav made for Yitzchak, the smell of the food was, the taste of the food, the smell of the food was the smell of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Even though Esav was far away, but since the mitzvah of Kibudav, that he respected Yitzchak so much, that mitzvah injected in the food the good smell. And that Yitzchak loves a good taste. And says, I like the way you make it. And Rivka said to Yaakov, I'm going to make the same thing. The way something that your father likes very much. Very tasty. Not tasty. The taste is the smell. And the smell is the smell of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is the goal in life. And that, what Yitzchak tells Esav, listen, go tonight is Shabbat. Tonight is the first night of Pesach. You go, tonight I can give you a special bracha. And that bracha is to elevate Esav. Yitzchak lecha ha'elokim et al ha'shamayim shmonei ha'aretz. The bracha is going to come in a second. And so what's the bracha? The bracha is Yitzchak lecha ha'elokim. It means Hashem is going to elevate you. So also Yitzchak did not know how bad Esav was. But he did know he's not of the level of Yaakov Avinu that wants to produce smell. Come, get it for me. In the meantime, Torah said, okay, if I heard it, she calls Yaakov. She said, you go do quickly, you do. I make this food. It's going to be very good smell, very good taste. Bring it, your father will bless you. Torah says, Yaakov comes inside. He talks very gently, so Yitzchak is very suspicious. He says, come over here, I want to put my hand on your hand. I want to feel. I said, oh, the hands feel like yourself, but you sound like a kiss. Come over to me, come to me. Come kiss me, give me a kiss. Come give me a kiss. Torah says he smells the clothing. He must say, the clothing? What the clothing? So Zohar says, the clothing is the clothing from Adam HaRishon. That Esav had it and was inside the house. And Rivka dressed Yaakov. And when Yaakov wore it, came smell out of it. What smell is this? Hakal tapuchim kalishin is called. The smell of the field. The smell of Gan Eden, the smell of the spices. Come to me. Yitzchak smelled the body of Yaakov. You know, that's the goal in life. It's not to take a bath and not to put the deodorant. If somebody learns Torah, his special smell comes from his body. Special smell. Abraham Kanievsky never put deodorant. Rav Shach never put. Shemai never put. Because the Torah connects you to Hashem and produces special smell to you. Come to me, Yitzchak said. Come, come. I smell your clothing. It's the smell of the field over there. I smell you. He says, that's the field. That's it. Tonight is Friday night. Now I'm going to give you a blessing. V'yitein lecha, I'm giving you the blessing. He says, Zohar, never fulfilled. Because the blessing was not just to Yaakov Avinu. Everything is for generations to come. If we don't put our effort all the time in Torah, in Shevu Alim, and we don't have in mind Bet HaMikdash, we want to serve Hashem and to bring sacrifices to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That should have a good smell to Hashem, never can get it. As the Zohar says, in Malabai you get it. Hashem will come and get it. In the meantime, nothing was accomplished. That's what the Gemara says, that the person should be very careful in Mincha. Because Yitzchak made Mincha. And it says, when Yitzchak made Mincha? When he was on the field. It was on that field, when he smelled, he made Mincha. Says the Gemara, be careful of the mincha. Says the Zohar, be careful of the means of Shabbat. To obey Shabbat and to enjoy Shabbat. And says the Rambam, says the Gemara, you have to have a very special food on Shabbat. Very special. It should taste very good. And says, this is for what? For what? It is to remember the tasty food that Yaakov brought to Yitzchak was Friday night. What day was it? I said it was the day of the Geula, the day of the night of Pesach. So the Gemara tells us you should know Pesach time Geula. Am Israel will keep one Shabbat according to Gemara Yerushalmi. Mashiach comes. Because it's a special smell. Says the Gemara. The Caesar of Rome, Antoninus, converted. He used to live. Caesarea, Caesarea, another place, was very friendly with Rabbi Yehuda Nasi, the one who wrote the Mishnayot. And one time he came to him. It was Shabbat. He had a tunnel. He had a tunnel that went under the ground. Nobody should see that he comes to him. And he gave him to eat something. He said, very good, tastes very good. Then he came to him a second time. But it wasn't Shabbat. He gave him the food. He said, it doesn't taste the same. And so he says, what is the difference? So Binansi told him, there's a special thing that we put inside, a spice. And what do you call that spice? He says, call this spice called Shabbat. Shabbat. You never heard it. He says, you know, if you have the real taste, you can have food that was made on Shabbat, and you can have food made during the week, the same ingredients, the same spice, everything, it doesn't taste the same. He told him, you know, Shabbat is a spice. What do you mean exactly? What is that exactly? I mean, because Shabbat is a smell. And that's what Yitzchak Avinu said to Esav, I smell you, I smell the field, I smell the clothing, I smell. So what is it? It was Friday night. Says, Friday night is the smell. So the smell is in the ground. Starts from Gan Eden, goes to Mata Machpelah, go all the way to Yerushalayim. And the Gemara says, the smell of Eretz Yisrael makes you smarter. Just you walk into Eretz Yisrael, just breathing. But because it's not the oxygen, no, because it's the smell. You don't feel it, but if you're in a certain level, you come to Israel, you say, I smell something else. And anyway, it's the most important thing. The Mishnah tells us that on Tisha B'Av five things happen. That's why we do Ta'anit Tisha B'Av. So two Beit HaMikdash were destroyed on Tisha B'Av. Beit Har, the city of Mashiach Bar Kochva, destroyed. And also the Caesar plowed Yerushalayim. Nechesha'ir. You read the Mishnah, it says, what's the big deal? They plowed Yerushalayim. What's the big deal about it? What's the big deal? They two Beit HaMikdash were destroyed, I understand. It says they killed millions in Beta with the Abba Kofa, the Mashiach, I understand. But what is it about plowing Yerushalayim? What's plowing Yerushalayim? It says, this is Navi, a prophecy. Zion Sadet Echaresh. Navi tells us, it's not the plowed Yerushalayim. They plowed the field. It means the smell came out. When you plow it, it came out. It's on the surface, the smell. It's like a field of orchard, of apples. And this is the Mishnah says, the biggest tragedy, in a way, is the same idea. The purpose of Beit HaMikdash is the smell. The Namid says, the Gemara says, the purpose of Mashiach is we should get back the smell in our nose. That's the most important thing, because Hashem injected the neshama through our nose. And that's why we smell through the nose. Comes the Gemara and says, you know, when you smell something, it's a bracha. Say, where's some bracha? Mind you say bracha when you see something nice. The Gemara says, because the sentence, the last sentence in Tehillim, you said Tehillim, the most important part is the last sentence. Kol ha-neshama talali aleluya. The neshama of a person praises Hashem. You said Tehillim, so you know what is it? Not your mouth. Your neshama praises Hashem. Says the Gemara, so what the neshama has from energy? Smell. Says Dari, neshama eats the smell of the food that you eat. Because the smell is really a Kadosh Baruch. It means you swallow Hashem, you ate Hashem, and that gives you life. And so Kol Neshama, every Neshama, should bless Hashem. Kol Neshama, hallelujah, hallelujah. And what is this? The smell. The smell. The Gemara is special bracha on the smell. It, because it's the most important thing. Included in the, when you say bracha on the food, you say any bracha, it's included also the taste, so you don't say another bracha. Really should have said every time that you eat something to brachot. One of the food and one of the pleasure of the taste of the smell that the neshama gets from the food. But since you said the chachamim say bracha on the food, it includes that one. But if you don't eat, it just smell, say bracha. What's a bracha? Because you smell something, so what if you smell something? It means nothing. Because you gave so-called a smell to your neshama, and your neshama is part of Hashem, and the smell is part of Hashem. And that's the whole purpose, Chachamim says, of this parsha. It's not Yaakov and Esav, and he got the bracha. It's a guide from us. It's a Zohar. It says, how to be saved from the time of Mashiach, from the time of Gog of Magog, and to be Olam Haba, is Shabbat. This is the taste. That's the food. It says, this is the smell. That saves you. And that first, Yitzchak, because Yitzchak was the first. That so-called, in the Torah, describes it. And was, at the time, was Friday night. When Yaakov came inside with the food, was Friday night, was the first night of Pesach. Friday night. So he smelled like a tree, like an apple tree, like a field. And I says, that's why Friday night, the first meal is Yitzchak Avinu. Should be Avraham. Avraham is the first. Yeah. But Friday night is Yitzchak. Because on the first Friday night, the Torah tells us about the smell was the time that Yitzchak called up Esav. He knew. He said, Yitzchak told Esav, you come tonight, come tonight. Tonight I'm getting you a bracha. That's Chachamim says, Shabbat mekor bracha. Chachamim says, Shabbat is the center of brachot. It says, starts mainly, says the Zohar, Friday night. Friday night is crucial. That's why we have Kiddush Friday night. In the morning, the Kiddush is called Kiddush Rabbah. It means just properly a gift, really. But real Kiddush is Friday night. And Friday night gives the energy of the Shabbat to a person. Let's not Chachamim say how much we have to keep the Shabbat, be happy on Shabbat. Mesut Shabbat, Ningalim Rabbah Minoah.
Amen. Amen.